Land darf ein sein und mit Beis, die Badem Schule. Bei Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravue, Ziz Hayoitzei Min HaKoisel Dalet Al Dalet. You have a Ziz that is protruding from the Koisel. The Ziz is Dalet Al Dalet. V'niach Olav Sulam Kol Shehu, and he put a Sulam Kol Shehu, that means that the Sulam is not, does not have a Reichiv Dalet. Miyatoi. So this is sufficient to be memayit the goiva hakois. Let us just see the Perish Chai, picture 30 on page 159. There we have the ziz hayoytze min hakoisel, and the, which is dalet al dalet, and we have there the sulam kolshu that is leaning on it. Let us see Rashi. Ziz hayoytze min hakoisel dalet al dalet fochim. V'niach olav sulam kolshu, afilo ein berach b'idalit. Here there's no tonight, by the ziz it says the dimensions, by the sulam it doesn't say. B'amidoi b'karke, v'somach roishoi b'ziz. Havi kechad mi'ute, v'rei b'elyoin, that's considered like a mi'ut. V'rei b'elyoin arbo, chgoin she'ein, Chavokei ha-sulam muruchokim shloish. We're speaking about that the rungs of the sulam are our lavud. So we had before that the gather of a miut, according to Rashi, miut ba'avir lav shmei miut. So it has to, the miut has to start from the ground. So this is considered a miut. The Ritve asks Akasha, and the Marshoya Akasha, and I'm Zainim at base. Yesterday we had learned that Shitas Rashi is that the miut does not have to be in the oirich and reichiv. You don't need dalet al dalet. It's sufficient an oirich dalet. Taisvis held that you need, if it does, if you don't have a sulam going to the reisha kaisel, you need a reichiv of dalet al dalet. And here we see by ziz hayoytzimina kaisel, here the Gemara says specifically you need dalet al dalet. So this is akasha they ask on Rashi. V'loy amoron ele de'oisvei alei. So when does the sulam help to consider that it is not a miut ba'avir, no, it is starting from the karke, that you rest the sulam on the ziz. Avol oisvei bahadei. What happens if he put the sulam next to the ziz? That is also in picture 30. But it is not leaning against the ziz. Avuche alveche. So all he accomplished was that he made the ziz longer. But since we don't consider that the ziz is starting from the kalke, since it is next to the ziz, so it is still a miut ba'avil, which doesn't help. All he did was he made the ziz longer. This does not become a darges, a step to the ziz. So can't be considered a mitzvah. Muvdol min hakarka harbe. Diseases moved them in the kalk, and this was Rashi Shita Miut Ba'avir Lav Shmei Miut. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravur. Kaisel Tisha Osa. If you have a kaisel that is 19 tfochim tall, Tzorich Ziz Echot Lahatiroi. So with one Ziz, you could be matter the kaisel. Zogt Rashi Tzorich Ziz Echot Lahatiroi. Bisulam kolshu. Again, you'll need a sulam, which it doesn't have to be reichiv dalet. Vaziz yoitze beemtza isoy, and the ziz can go out in the jut out in the middle of the goiva hakoisel. So you have 19. So after 9.5 tefachim, you'll have a ziz. She'enoi gavoya asor loy mimenu ulematov loy mimenu ulemayl. Yeah. Kaisel Esrim, what if the goiva of the kaisel is 20 amis, tzorech shnei zizim lahatirei. then you'll need two zizim. Amar Rav Chisda v'hu she'amidon zeh sheloi keneged zeh. Let us see first the Peirush Chai. The Peirush Chai, picture 32. You have two zizim that are memayit the goiva hakoisel, and the one ziz is not keneged the other ziz. So you could have one ladder that is resting on the bottom ziz and then is leaning on the top ziz. Zot Rashi, tzorich shnei zizim echad koidem asora tachtoinim, one that is below the asora tachtoinim, ve'echad lemaylo imenu b'soich asora al yoinim. So there should not be a goiva asora. Di ava gavoya asora, if it's gavoya sola ava sagilei b'sulam kolshu, then it's not sufficient asulam kolshu. Midi dahavi a koisel, that you have a koisel gavoya yud, so you need a sulam rochev dalet. So it's speaking about faker, so the whole mile is of the ziz, so the ziz has to be, in order to be made the koisel, the ziz has to be toichasa. Omar Ravhunen. Omud Bershus Harabim Gavoya Asore Verochov Arbo. We're gonna come now to a different Indian in Gansen, and the Svasemis wundert sich how it comes in. Aval Kalpone, Omar Ravuna, Omud Bershus Harabim. We have an Omud that is standing in the middle of a Reshus Harabim. Gavoya Asore. It is Gavoya 10 Tvochim. Verochov Arbo. And it is 4 tvachim wide, so it's dalad al dalad. So this is a reshus hayochid. V'noatz bo yesed kolshu, and he banged in a nail into the top of the omud, miyatoy, so now you don't have yud dalad al dalad tvachim, that's roi l'shimush. The mokim a yesed is not roi l'shimush. So mamela becomes ois reshus hayochid. That's what Rav Huna said. Omar Rav Ada Barave, when is this? Ubi Gavoya Shloisha. Yes, it is Gavoya Shloisha, so then it's considered Dovo Nifrod from the Gav HaOmud, so Memeila, so then it's Memayit. But if it is Teich Shloisha, so it's considered, so it's a little bumpy, the top, but it's, you say, Lovud, and it's considered like one, more or less one straight top. So Memele, it is not Mekalkel, the Dalet al Dalet. Abaye v'rove da omri tavayu afal pi she'ein gavoya shloyshe. Fakert, afilu it's less than shloyshe, it's also Memayit. Maitai meloy mishtamish lo. You can't be mishtamish, it's Memayit the Tashmish, and you have to have an area of Dalet al Dalet that's roi lishimush in order to have a shame reshus hayochet. Ravashi Yomar Afilu Shegovoya Shloisha. He's the biggest, it'll come out, Machmer, that it has a Teiris Rishus HaYochid Afilu the Yosid is Gavoya Shloisha. My time Efshe the Talinim Bei Midi. You could go and use it for some sort of Shimush we have in picture 34. So you can use it. So that means you don't have to use every Chalik of the omud for the same tashmish, and this you'll hang something on the other things around it, you put other things. So memele it has a teiris reshus hayochid. Omalei rav ache bereid de rove le rav ashi, moloi kuloi bi yeseidis mal. What will be the din if he filled up the omud? It's full of yeseidis, that's in picture 34 also, it's full of yeseidis. So there, you can't be mishtamish already. Omalei lo shemiyah lo chodo omar rab yechenin boir v'chul yosoi mitztaref la'asore. But a boir and the chul yis a boir is mitztaref la'asore. So here we have picture 35. But the taitch of boir v'chul yosoi is that the dirt that was taken out of the boir, they used to make a kaisel around the halal haboyer, and that's called chulyas haboyer. Boyer v'chulyosim mitztarfin la'asorim. So let us look at picture 36. That means we had a boyer that was dalet tfochim wide, but the koisle haboyer, well, let's say for practical purposes, 5 tfochim. So Mamela, so the boyer is not a Rishus HaYochid. So now he took the Chuyas HaBoyer and he put that right flush next to the Kaisle HaBoyer. So now when a person is standing in the boyer, he's Mukiv Mechitzis Yutvachim. Is boyer v'chulyosoy mitstarfin la'asor. Now, before we go further, it's kedai to bring out this is not as yet a raya to Rav Ashi's teretz, but boyer v'chulyosoy mitstarfin la'asor. We say that we could be mitzarev the chulyas haber to the kaisle haber to make a mechitza asore. The Ritva clears a shaila, what will be the halachim if, let's say, the oimik haber is 7.5 tfochim, and the goiva of the chulyas haber is another 2.5 tfochim. Now we have a very unique case over here. We have here a boyer in a Rishus HaRab. So that means Sevivis Chulyas HaBoyer, you have a Rishus HaRabim over here, and you don't have Be'emison a Dovar HaMavdil Bein Hiloch HaRabim and this Chulyas HaBoyer, because it's 2.5 Tvachim over the Avi Rishus HaRabim. What will the Halacha be? Does it, like this, there's a halacha that by a koisel that's makif a rishus, so the goiva ha-koisel also has a din of a rishus ha-yochid. The Gemara in Shabbos makes a kal v'chaim im la-acherim oisem mechitza la-atzmai lo-ikolshkein. So something that is a mitzparef to make another rishus a rishus ha-yochid, so it also has a din rishus ha-yochid. So normally, a mechitza of a Rishus HaYochid, even though the mechitza does not have the tnoim of a Rishus HaYochid, it's not Rechiv Dalet, but there's a kalvachim im achere moise mechitza la'atzmo eloi kolshke. So memele, so he clears a shayle, what will the din be? La'aloche, the Ritva says, the Rashba is mesupik in this, but the Ritva says, afilu will be 2.5 tvochim will have a din Rishus HaYochid. He says, because you have your kalvachim over here, malachere moise mechitze, and I don't say that the avir rishus harabim is shoylet over this chulye, even though it's teich gimel to the kakois rishus harabim, and lemaisa on top of it will be a rishus hayochet. That's what he wants to say. But our gemore, we don't know klar what the raya is. Lachere, it's very unclear. So we'll see soon in Rashi. But let's just finish the Lashon HaGemara. So he had asked the Mashayla, if he had an Omad, a Molei Kulei B'Yisei this Mal, so he told them, Rabbi Yochanan said, Boyer V'chul Yosem Mitzarev La'asore, V'amai, Holoi Mishtamish Lei, Alamai Yislach Lomei Monach Midi U'Mishtamish, Ochanami the Monach Midi U'Mishtamish. Now let us see Rashi, Klo what the Rai is. Zogt Rashi. Omud gavoya asori b'shus haram b'rochav dalet. Zogt Rashi rishus hayochitu. V'anoytul mimenu. V'hanoysein al gabov chayev. Because it's rishus hayochit. V'im noatz b'roisho yeset kolshu. Miyatoi l'rochboi miyarbo. U'bitloi miteres rishus hayochit. Because you don't have it's the dalet al dalet that's roi l'shimush. Ubigavoya hayeset shloisha, aber meine gavoya shloisha, ki gage da omet choshev. So then it's considered like the gag of the omet. V'loi memayit, so it's not memayit. Efshe de toli bei midi, v'kivin de chozi le tashmishtei da omud, it's also roi for shimush, like on the omet you put things, you can be tailor something on the yosek. The omed minei choshev is considered part of the omed the loimemai. Malai kule biyaseidis ledidoch da amret chatash mishtehu. You hold that the yosei that's gimel tvochim is one shimush with the omed the loimemayit. You say this to the mai. Be amrini kivin loy mishtamish by roichev. He can't be mishtamish with this roichev. Lav roichev. So he told them, no, boy, v'chul yosoi mitztarfen l'asore, kar keshen nitlo mechfiris aboil, v'kifu boy pi aboil soviv, mitztarefes lahashlim asoro lo'imik aboil. So that's the first dim. That's, that it can be mashlim do'imik aboil l'shavye rishus hayoch. That's one halach. V'hu adin nami, the halal haboyer va'oyvi hekef achuye mitztarfim lahashlim arbo lerochboy. Now, let us see picture 37. In picture 37, we have that the roichev haboyer is not dalet tvochim. Let's say for practical purposes, it is two tvochim. And the, if you want to be mashlim, the roichev of the chulye, you have the chulye over here is 10 tvochim tall, and the ava between the chulyes, let's say, is 2.5 tvochim. And together with the roichev of both chulyes, you'll have on top of both chulyes a roichev of talit tvochim. So that is pshat, that what the Mishnah says. Boir v'chul yosoi mitztarfim lasoro. So Rashi said is speaking about two cases. Case number one is picture 36. That the goiva hachul yos mitztarif to the oimik haboir to make a goiva asore. And in case 37, where you have that the chul yaloyim is gavoyayu. No, the chulya does not have dalet al dalet, so you can be mitztarev. The cholol between the two chulyas with the roichev achulya to make an area of dalet al dalet. Bohu adinami the chlal haber the cholol v'oy v'hekev achulya mitztarvum lahashlim arbo l'roichboy l'chayev hanoytel malgav achulya klum. The person will take something on top of the chulya, so it's considered he took from a rishus hayochid. V'es hanoytel malgav kedisnan. Where do we see this kedisnan ba'zoyre chulya saber v'hasela shen gavoyin asor chovim arbo. A chulya saber v'hasela. Sela is mamish a stone that's gavoya. Yud v'rochav dalet. Then says chul yisaber is rochavim arbo hanoytel mehen v'hanoysein al gabon chayiv. Mehi yalef Rabbi Yochan l'taime. The Omer may irye de tone chul yisaber v'hasela. Why did he mention chul yisaber v'hasela? Listeni haber v'hasela. If the Mishnah wants to tell us tutsi, where there are tutsi yurim of a rishus hayochid. Tzir number one is a boir, that has mechitzis asore, it's omak asore. Tzir number two is a sela, that it's an omu, that's geboya asore. Listen, a boir va asela, how does the chulye come in? Eloho kamash malon, de ha boir vechulyo, so im itztarfen la asore. If the Mishnah wants to vafarayim, that the chulye together with the boy can be mitzarv to the shir asor. V'chi heichi de shaminon mino legoiva. So just like it says tut noyim in order to have a rishus hayochid, you need a goiva yud and you also need a reichiv dalet. V'chi heichi de shaminon mino legoiva. It says that the chulye is mitzarv with the boy. Shaminon mino nami de mitzarv on lepusye. Doktoni v'rochbon arbo. V'hai, the knockout, so memel v'rochbon arbo, also give me a tzarf, the chulya with the chalal abo. V'hai, the knockout, ochel de Rabbi Yochanan. So why did the Gemara bring Rabbi Yochanan over here? V'loi knockout mas nisen. It's a dig from the Mishnah, mishim de mas nisen, loi toni tziruf behedye. Rabbi Yochanan was medai from the Mishnah because of this kash. Why is it to mention the chulyin gansen that the Mishnah is coming to tell us boil the chul yosei mitztarev la soi? The Gemara did not feroyis the rai. Who did it? It's mitztarev l'roi chivarba. Va'amai. So now the Gemara asks the kash. Amai havi gago the chul yerishus ayochid haloi chozi arbo di deilet hashmishte b'bnei hacholo shu mehen. Because the cholol is part of the reichev arba, and you can't be mishtamish with the cholol. Elamayis loch lameima, the monach midi, you can put something on top of it, could go in daf, or even al pio, or mishtamish, that's the picture 37, you can put a daf on it, and you can be mishtamish al gabo. So you, it's roi le shimush of dal dal dal. Och inami, so me meile molo yesom et kula bi yesay, this is also meniach daf arbo, oi shay teich beged ala yesay, this is meshtamish olov benachas, and that is picture 34 on the left. He went and put a tray on top of the yesay, this, and he could be meshtamish on top of it. Thus is Rash. Let us see Tosfos. Elamai islacha lameima, the monach alei midi umishtamish. Atziruf asoro, so Tosfos says like this. The Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about two oifanim of tziruf. Atziruf asoro, when the chulya is mitzarif to the oimik haboir, in order to make a goiva asoro le yitzach le time with the monach midi. The ima boir rochav dalit, if the boir is rochav dalit, like in picture 36, the einoi omok asorai de tzir of chulye, rishus ayochid gemuri. So after the tzir of chulye, you have now standing in the boir, you have mechitzas asore, or mishtamish lay shaper, and you could be mishtamish because the kakois aboir is dalit, dalit, dalit. Kiven shekois lay haboir mibivnim gevoya asore. So you don't need bechlal this whole inyan of monach alay midi. V'taymo de monach alay midi mayesh lohoyl sham. How does that help? Kiven de ein chuya gevoya yud mi bachutz lo shus harabim. Since it's not gevoya yud mi bachutz lo shus harabim, so that will make it on top of shus harabim, to make on top of shus harabim. The monach alay midi won't make it a shus hayochit. When the boyer is not rochev dalit, like picture 37. Mibifnim, ela yidei tziruf chulye, you get a rochev dalit. Vachulye gevoya asor mibachutz l'shus harabim, and the chulye is gevoya asor mibachutz l'shus harabim. So that is the Chiddush. The Toich Eilav Rishus Ayochid, even though the Toich HaBoer does not have a din of Rishus Ayochid because it doesn't have Dal Dal Dalit. Al Gab of Rishus Ayochid, but on top of the Chulye, this Rishus, which is made up of a Cholol and the Chulyes, that is a Rishus Ayochid. Mishum, the boy monach alay midi yom mishtamish. Because, on top is a Tosfos Rishus Ayochid, because there's a Gavoya Yud, and there's an area of Daud al Daud, the Zroi Lashimish Ayidei, Hanochas Olav Midi. From Tosfos Al Koponim, we see that when Oiza brings a raya from our Tosfos Al Koponim, that the whole din Rishus Hayochid is only on top of the chulye, but inside it doesn't have a teiris Rishus Hayochid because it's not dalad al dalad. In fact, Rab Chaim Akashe, the Chazanish is the Kashe, why isn't the inside of Rishus Hayochid als chayre Rishus Hayochid? Since the top is a din of Rishus Hayochid, so the inside should be chayre Rishus Hayochid. Rab Chaim says on this kasha that Tosfos holds that in order to have Hashem chayre reshus hayochid, it has to be dalet al dalet. That means even though the other tnoim of reshus hayochid you don't need mechitzes yud, about kaponim dalet al dalet you need. That's what Rab Chaim says, that shitas haTosfos. The Chazanish does not like this. The Chazanish says as follows. The Chazanish says, the kivan, the einoi rishus hayochid rak mishum demonach alei midi umishtamish. The only way it has a teiris rishus hayochid if you have something covering it. It's not pasuach l'rishus hayochid. I mean, since the even though between you and me, that means the the top of the chulia has a teiras reshus hayoch. You don't have to be, that's only a pobek, even the monach, like midia mishtamish. So it has already the potentials of a reshus hayoch. You don't need it. Chel v'chel yosei mitzara v'lasor. Or moli kulo yeseidus. As it in reshus hayochet. Because, given the boy monach alaymidi. But the Chazaynish says, since the whole shame reshus hayochet is built because the monach alaymidi, so memele, it would be monach alaymidi, so it's moved though, so it's not pursu after the reshus hayochet. Because then it's moved from the reshus hayochet. So therefore there's no din of Chayrei Rishus Hayoch. That's what the Chazanish says. Zoktais Vizvaita. Va'af al gav de Rabbi Yoichan Eloi Hisker ala Tziruf Asoro. Like it's very modern. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yoichan in, and Rabbi Yoichan in only said, Abel v'chol yosem mitztarf al Asoro. And we're bringing Yerai from Rabbi Yoichan and mitztarf l'arbo. Mikol mokim dayik mi milsei. The Gemara is medayik mi milsei the Rabbi Yechon. V'oloi mishtamish lei. Mishum, the Rabbi Yechon in Amasnis in the Perik HaZoyrikoi. Because he's going on the Mishnah in the Perish Bekuntres. The Shamina minei. That means he's medayik from the Mishnah. That the whole reason the Mishnah mentioned the Chuyas HaBoyer to tell us that there's a din tziruf. So who adin, there is a din tziruf. Who adin, there is a din tziruf. Who had in the Zadin Tziruf for Torah Chavos? So the Shemini Minei Nami Tziruf Abo, the Ktoni Rechov on Balet. As the Mishnah said, two dimensions, Sai in the Goyve, Sai in the Reichav, and Chuy is coming to tell us that there's Zadin Tziruf in both. It can be Mitzaref in both. V'teime, Damas Nisen de Lekamon Beperik Basra, Daik Nami Rabbi Yechen en Hochi. Rabbi Yechon is medayik from a Mishnah further this Yisod, that Boir v'chul yosei mitztarev l'asor, gabi Boir b'shus haram, v'chul yosei govoya asor etfochim, that the chul yos govoya asor etfochim, v'koma Rabbi Yechon in Bigmore, afilu teimo bismuchim, afilu you say that the boyer is somuch, the shaila is if the boyer was somuch tabayis or not somuch tabayis. So Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu taimo smuchim, it's smuchim. Because if it's not smuchim, you have a problem, so you have a bayis. And then if it be dalet fochim away, then you have a boyer, so there's a shaila if you have an avir reshus harabim, that's mafsik between the chaloin of the bayis and the boyer. So they say you need a psasorat fochim that they shouldn't take out from the house into the boyer derech aver reshus harab. So Rabbi Yochanan says no, afilu smuchim. And why does it tell us, why do you hear v'chul yosei gavoy asorat fochim? So Rabbi Yochanan b'gmor afilu taimi b'smuchim, but k'mashim the boyer v'chul yosei mitztarf l'asorat. That the boyer and the chuyas aboyer is also mitztaref la. So that's why you mentioned the chuy over here. The chuy is making it a reshus hayoch. So now al kaponim, Rabbi Yechna was medayik from that mishneh, that boyer and the chuyas are mitztaref la sore. So why do you need two mishnayis? I read the hid, the Shabbos, it's a chlinyan tziru of arbo. The mishneh neireben is only zicha speaking about the goiva. Because it says that's verkehrt. That's all it's speaking about. And so the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us that there's a din tzir by Abba Oichet, like Tony Lekamo. Why do you need Bechlal, the Mishnah in Erevin, like learn out everything from the Mishnah in Shabbos? We love he the Lekama, me the Shabbos Lechud, le have a daik, tava mina dagav sela, no kat chuya saber. He's not telling us any chidushim. The Bechol duch the rogel aske chuya badei sela. So memela, I wouldn't make any dukim. So therefore, the Mishnah in Erevin mentioned chuya without sela. So there, the chuya kocher was said to tell us that there's a din tziruf. So now I say that this chulye, so the chulye in Shabbos, which is speaking about goyve, is zicha mitzaref. So hu adin legabi deroichev, it's also mitzaref. Yeah. Zokte gemore weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel. Koisel asoro. if you have a koisel that's 10 tfachim tall, tzarich sulam arbo osa lahatiroi. So you need, in order for the sulam to reach the goiva ha-koisel, so the length of the sulam has to be arbo osa. Zot Rashi. Sulam arbo osa. Shetzorich limshoich raglei hasulam arbo min hakoisel. You have to make some sort of an angle over here. So we need that the raglei hasulam should be 4 tfachim away from the koisel. Lafishain sulam zokuf noyach lalux. So we need two things, Aces. In order for the koisel to reach the top, in order for the sulam to reach the top of the koisel, there's two distances it has to cover. It has to cover the goiva of the koisel, and it has to cover the, it has to be at least 4 tfachim away. So therefore, you need sulam arbo osa. Now this is shreklach, because in Taisvis and all the Rishonim ask on Rashi, because the alachsin, if you have a right triangle over here, if the goiva hakoisel is yud, and the base of this right triangle is dalet tfachim. So the alachsin is less than 11 tvachim. You don't need, that's what the Pythagorean theory, so it's less than 11 tvachim. So al kaponim, you don't need 14 tvachim. You don't need 14 tvachim. 14 tvachim, Taisa says, you know when you need 14 tvachim? If the richuk between the raglei akoisel is equivalent to the goiva, that means if you'll have the sulam will be Rochek 10 tfachim from the koisel. And you have a goiva of 10 tfachim. So then you need exactly that the sulam has to be 14 tfachim, because that is the yesoid of the Gemara, that the lachsin is two fifths more than the tutz todim of the ribua. So therefore, if the goiva koisel is yud, and the base is yud, so 10 times 2/5 is 25 is 4. So memela, so then it's 14. Then the alachsen is 14. This is a very shvere Rashi, that Rashi says that you need a sulam dalit. Taisis Haka learns pshat that the angle of Rashi is wrong. You don't need the angle is, it has to be 10 tfachim rochik me'akoisel. That's a comfortable angle to go up a sulam. So memele, so then you need taka a sulam yudalit. But if the way Rashi says that you only have, it's only rochik dalet tvachim in a koisel, so then you don't need a sulam yudal. We'll see soon. That's Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. No one seems to fam for Rashi. No, it's very interesting. One of the two. We hear a Rashi and Dafheya Medalef and Erevin. The Gemara here has a similar kasha. The Gemara had, how is it shayach if the minimum shir of a mavoi is dalet tvachim al dalet tvachim? So how could you have two psochim? How could you have two psochim of the nit chatzeres psuchim loy in the minimum shir of a pesach? The minimum shir of a pesach is 4 tvachim. So how could you have a mavoi that is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and you should have chatzeres psuchim loy? So the Gemara answered, and this is next to the last line in Rashi, that you could have the Pesach bekeren zovis. Here we have a picture over here. So we have a movi that's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. How is it chayach to have a movi where you mechitzes a movi? So you need a Pesach of dalet tvachim. So you have a Pesach Avdala Tfochim, because you make it Bekeren Zovis. So that's the picture on the right side. So you have over here the two diagonals, that is the Pesach to the Movi. So Rashi says Bekeren Zovis, Tefach min ha-Pesach bedoifen emtsoi. That means in the middle doifen you have one tefach on the top. The gimel tvochim bedoifen ha-Meshach v'chein betzidoi ha-Sheini. So Rashi says over there, that's how you have your dalet tvochim, one going horizontally and three vertically. And Tosfos here asks on Rashi, v'loi dok, dimkein ein ha-Pesach rochev el ha-Lachsin shel gimel tvochim al tefach. That's Tosfos kasha. It is not that you don't have a Pesach of dalet tvochim. The rochev ha-Pesach is the ha-Lachsin of three by one. Somehow, Rashi somehow added the two sides and said that's the Eirich of the Lachsen. So here Rashi seems to be saying the same thing. The Tzad HaShavu, we don't understand both Rashi's, but Kaponim, it would seem Rashi is consistent. So Tuvia Hamer wanted a time it could be that, really Rashi does not mean the way Taisus understood Rashi. Could be Rashi learned Sulam, Sulam Arbo also. Could be Rashi learned you need a Sulam for an area of Arbo also. That means it's Keilu would have said Sulam Le Arbo also. A sulam for Arbo Oso, zukt Rashi, what's that for Arbo Oso? Shetzorich lemshech raglei a sulam Arbo min ha-koiso. Vishen sulam zokef noyech lalo. So Rashi means, Rashi learned sulam le Arbo Oso. You need a sulam for an area of Arbo Oso. What the size of the sulam is? It's a little less than 11 tvachim, so it's less than, they're just saying for how much area do you need for the sulam? To sulam le'abos. If that's pshat in Rashi, it's gebaldi. Look, this older Rishayim ha'chilek on Rashi. Let us see Taisus. Tzorich sulam ha'bo'os alatiri, perish bekuntris, shetzorich limshoich raglei ha'sulam ha'bo min ha'kaisel, koloi dok. Tachim moshech lei yutfochem, Taisus says if he's moshech yutfochem, nami min ha'koisel, shuhu shir goiva ha'koisel, he'll be moshech in the bottom, will have the same oirech like the goiva, yagia roisha sulam le roisha koisel. Ba'bo osu hu shir ha'lachshin sol yud al yud, d'chol amsa b'ribua, amsa trechum shibalach soyne, b'chein pirish rabbein chananel. The lashon of Taisus is very unclear. Rabbi Nachman Taka says like that, and that place also means like that. You have to Taka be marchik. Well, there's another machlokes over here. What the angle of the sulam has to be? Taisvis holds that the angle has to be that you have to make a right triangle of yud al yud, and then you have to have such an angle. So that's how Taisvis learns pshat. Rashi says, "Klo, you only need a richuk of dalet tvochim." Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Yosef Omar afilu shloisha osar umashu. Rav Yosef said, you do not need, let us say Rashi, afilu yud gimel umashu, shekshetim sheikh raglov mina koisel arbo, when the raglei hasulam will be four tvachim away, lo yehi roishoi nomuch mina koisel tefach. So if it's a yud gimel umashu, so we're taking away a little less than a tefach. V'kiven do I have a tefach less lanbo. So Rav Yosef was mechadish. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that the koisel has to reach the sulam has to reach the top of the koisel. Rav Yosef said no. If it's a tefach from a little less pochas mi tefach from the top, it's also sufficient. Rav Yosef afilu shloisha osar umashu. Abaya omar afilu achad osar umashu. Afilu achad osar umashu. But it doesn't have to be toich tefach, it has to be toich gimel tvoch. So if there's less than a sheer lovud, between the end of the sulam and the Rosh HaKoyis, it's also sufficient. Avuna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua Amar afilu shiva umashu. That's Rabbi Avuna b'reid Yeshua said, you don't have to make the sulam on an angle. So memela, the sulam could be straight, and you'll put it flush next to the koisul. So memela, you put it flush next to the koisul, so memela, so the minimum shear is seven and a mashu, and that should be sufficient. Zot Rashi. Achados o mashu shekshetarchik raglov arbo yeroi shein nomach min hakoisel pochas mishloish, and it's also got a chalov adomi. Shiva o mashu, the svil leikirav, the omar lekamon sulam zokov memai, that you don't need bechlal a sulam that's noyach lishtamish, afilu it's zokov, which is also good. Vizokif lei magia lepochis megimu leroi shakoisel. Zok Teisves, Rav Yosef Omar Yud Gimel Umashu, Abaye Omar Afilu Yud Aleph Umashu. Vim Taima, so Teisves asks, Amir Dike Kashi. He says, Poshet, it seems that's how Rashi learned, that the Mechuvin was, that by taking off, let's say according to Rav Yosef, by taking off less than a tefach from the Oirech HaSulam, so you'll accomplish that it will be less than a Tefach from the Rosh HaSulam. And that's sufficient. And Abaye says, it has to be less than 3 Tvachim from the Rosh HaSulam, so you take off a little, you take less than 3 Tvachim from the Oirech HaSulam. The Imtaima for Teisves, these two things do not stem. By taking off from the Oirech HaSulam, you will not end up with the same goiva. Im tarchik raglei HaSulam in HaKoysel Asorah Tvachim. The Taisa Shita was that you have to be marchik the raglei HaSulam Asorah Tvachim. V'roish, and that you need a sulam yudalet vach. V'roish hasulam tismoich lekoisel. And you're gonna lean the sulam on the koisel. Al kolchoch, yeroish hakoisel govoya min hasulam. If you're gonna take off less than a tefach, if you're going to take off less than a tefach from the oirech hasulam, so it'll come out that the Yeroish HaKoysel Gavoya Min HaSulam Yaisa Mitefach, when the Sulam will reach the Koysel, there'll be more than a Tefach. L'Rav Yosef. V'Yosef Mishloisha Tvachim L'Abaye. And if you take off less than 3 Tvachim from the Oirech HaSulam, according to Abaye, when you're gonna rest it down, keneged the goiva hakoisel, you're going to have, it's gonna be lower than 3 Tvachim from the Rosh HaKoysel. Now, Ptaisis proves it. Sharei, Ptaisis says like this, Sharei im loy hoya asulam ala yud Tvachim. Ptaisis amir de keraya. That means Ptaisis is telling you that by what you take off from the Oirech HaSulam does not mean that after this amount will be kineged the goiva hakoisel. So Taisa says like this: Im loy hoya asulam elo yutfochem. If the sulam was yutfochem, so you took off 4 tvachim from the oirech asulam, and the sulam is 10 tvachim away. Mimonevshech have misrachik yoiser midalet tvachem. So al kolchoch, it's going to be, when you're going to lean the sulam now that is 10 tvachim, when it's going to hit the koisel, it won't be dalet tvachim from the Rosh HaKoysel. It won't even hit the koisel. Shreyipel hasulam legamri laoretz. Because because it's 10 tvachim away, and the sulam is 10 tvachim, if you're going to lean it, it's going to fall all the way down. So memele, frektach toisvis, so you see, So if you take away four tvachim of the oirech hasulam, there'll be a goiva asara. From the roish hasulam to the roish, to the roish hakoisel. So memele, so you see that what you take away from the sulam, you take much more away from the goiva hakoisel. And the lomdis is oichet azoi, because the kaisel is going straight up in one direction. The sulam is going in two directions. I mean, it has to, it's going with oirach and goiva. So therefore it is taking up, it is using up its length to go in the oirach and the goiva. So it can't be the same like a dovo. If you take off a less than a tefach from a straight line, so it's less than a tefach. That is if you have a dovo zoku. So it's less than a tefach. But if you're taking off less than a tefach from something that's going diagonally, so memele, so when it will reach the dovo hazokov, a kocher will be much lower than the dovo hazokov. So memele is the chapela. V'gam ein nire de l'rav Yosef va'abaye. Nami nishan roish hasulam le roish hakoiso. Maybe they hold. They hold, versteht sich, it will be 10 tvachim away, so take won't be good. Now what do they hold? They hold, let's look in picture 41. They hold that you're mekarevit to the roish hakoiso, but they hold you don't need such an angle. The way Shmuel held. You can have a smaller angle, or a smaller angle. That's pshat. But everyone holds that has to reach the Roish HaKoysel. Gam ein nira del Rav Yosef Abay nami nishan Roish HaSulam la Roish HaKoysel. How do you do this? El shemekarvin ragle HaSulam Yosef mila Shmuel. El Abaye, and according to Abaye, yekorev lezokov. It'll be almost straight. If you want it to reach the Roish HaKoysel, it'll be almost straight. So if that's the mechuvin, so the Yisot HaMachloikis is... The Yisod HaMachloikis is, but according to Tosfos, it's a different shailin ganzen, how steep the angle can be. So Mamela Savos Retmendo Metapta Masha, who this, a Masha, I mean, that's Lachoyre, that's not the Meduba. Elo Nirilari. So therefore the Ri says Pshat, that no, the angle, everyone holds that you have to have the same type of angle. That means whatever the angle is, this is a 45-degree angle. If according to Shmuel, according to everyone else, it also has to be a 45-degree angle. Ela nirali de simne balme naktin en hochi. These numbers are simen balme. De loilam tzoych lahachi kasulam. Kishir goive shenishan ala koisel. That means you have to know how tall, how high does the sulam have to go. So for Kert, that's the machloikis. According to Shmuel, it has to reach the top. According to Rabbi Yosef, it can reach less than a tefach from the top. So according to Rabbi Yosef, so the goiva is 9 in a mashu. So according to Rabbi Yosef, so the base, the richuk of the, from the raglei asulam to the kakois hakoisel is also 9 in a mashu. According to Abaye, that the goiva is The goiva is 7 in a mashu, so memele, so the richuk from the kakois hakoisel is also 7 in a mashu, and that is picture 42. That means everyone holds you have a 45-degree angle. And the shaila is, to what point in the kaisel does the roish hakoisel have to reach? That is the machloikis. The simne ba'alme noktinen hochi. The la'oilam tzorich laharchik hasulam kishir goiva shenishan ala koisel. The richuk is the same distance as the goiva koisel. B'shaloye goiva hakoisel min hasulam tefach l'rab Yosef. It can't be, the goiva hakoisel cannot be a tefach over the sulam.
There has to be less than a tefach. Ulabaya shloisha tefachim. There has to be kishir lovot. Lav Yosef. Osama meila zazay. Ularab Yosef. So now, how big lamaisa does the sulam have to be? Lav Yosef sagi. B'mashahu v'sholosh esrei pochoi shnei chumshim shehu alachsin shel tes al tes labayu b'mashahu v'asoret tfochim pochis choymish shehu alachsin zayin al zayin. So the real shear is that according to Abai it's 9 4/5, this is 12 3/5. That's the real shear. It's very, very unclear. I mean, Simne, the Loshna Gemara is very difficult to understand. I mean, the Gemara says other numbers. Abaye Omar Afilo Achadosar Mashu. So Achadosar Mashu means 9 4/5. So it's not the right number. It means 9 4/5. So this, so Achadosar is, he's just talking about, it's a very difficult simen to understand. I mean, the Gemara means something else in Ganson. We're really speaking about how, I mean, the Gemara does not mention, if the Gemara would speak about till what Goivan the Koisel has to reach is good. He says it has to reach the top of the Koisel. It has to go to 9 tefah, a little less than a tefah from the top, a little less than 3 tefah from the top. Is gesagt, we're speaking about the numbers that the Gemara mentions are way off, and but in fact it's not the correct numbers, it's only a simen. For a simen, not the correct numbers is also sufficient. Azay vaystays. Zag the Gemara weiter. Rav hunne, Omar Rav, sulam zokuf memayet. If you have a sulam that is standing vertically and is without any angle whatsoever, it's also memayit, the goiva hakaisel. V'lo yadana my time. I don't know klol. I know I was mekabel this gemore. It was niskabel. V'lo yadana my time. Omar Shmuel v'lo yoda abe time. Daho, it's poshet. Daho milsem midi dahava itztebe al gabe itztebe. We learned and it's the Balgabe Itztebe, so there also, there is no angle. It's flush next to the Kaisel, one on top of the other, Vafal Peak, and it's Mamayit. So this could also be Mamayit. Zogt Rash. Omar Rav Sulam Zokov Mamayit Gemorah, Shemati Mera Boise, Betaimel O Yedana Dei Neuch Lalis, Midi Dav Itztebe Balgabe Itztebe, Shehen Mechubonis, Amin El Elde Mamatin. Zogt Gemorah Vaita, Omar Rav Chia. The kolim shebebovel einen tzrichin kva. We have here picture 43. The kolim shebebovel, if you're put against the kaisel, you don't have to be kaiveya them. My time ekveidon kaiva oson. The weight of the kolim is sufficient to make it a dovo shein in itl, even though it's not mukze. Zogt Rashi, the kolim shebebovel, piske de kolim shel bovel, shenichen somach le kaisel amatin, tzoich le kaivon bekake. Va'aval gav de dovar anitel hu, de teires kli aleihem, de ru'uyen le moishe, filohochi kveidam kaivam, she ein bo odam benoitlon, bechein salomis. So that's the next halacha. So that means even though it's a dovar anitel, but since it's not rogel to take away, so this is sufficient. Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Sulam, Yosef, Bebovel, Ein Tzrichin Kva. My time, Mekvedon, Kaibosha. So that's Sulam, Yosef, Bebovel. Yeah. Let us see, Taisus, Omar Shmuel, Lo Yoda, Alibe, Derav, Koma. That's the Svar, Omar Shmuel, Gufis, Ova, the Sulam, Zokuf, Einem, Memayit. The boy, Sulam, Yudalit. He himself said before, Nira, Sulam, Yudalit. So, Vais, Tachaisi holds it does have to be on an angle. Sulam shel bovel in tzrichin kva, afal gav she'ein lehem dalet chavokim, is the chiddush is, even though we had before, sulam ha-mitzri is not memayit, but sulam shel bovel was a heavy ladder, so memayle in tzrichin kva. Afal gav she'ein lehem dalet chavokim, de koiv don koiv, loike ma shebesha ben ishmu dahainu sulam tzuri, delel, dim keil ha-avol meime sulam shel bovel, va'oid, da hidalel ekam an the polig vacham in the sulamas later is a machleikis afkit kolam and not sulamas. So Koch is speaking about a sulam a mitzri, but in Bovel it seems that the wood was heavier. So memeles I feel a sulam a mitzri was memay. Boy minei Rav Yosef meirabe sulam mikan. He had a sulam that is less. Let's see, is tut vachim wide. The sulam mikan, the kashim beemtza. We need that the sulam should be al kaponim dalad ames oirech. So what if you have two sulamis and they don't add up to dalad, and in the middle you made rungs out of kashin? We have here a picture 44 on page 161, and all together with the kashin and the two sulamis you have a roichev of dalad tvachim. So the gemara klaus a shaila. Sulamikan v'kashim b'em tzemau. Omalei en kaf ha-regel oyla bohem. That this is not good because you can't put, when you walk up on the ladder, you walk up in the middle rungs. And the middle is not strong enough to support him. Kashin mikan v'kashin mikan v'sulam b'em tzemau. That is the next picture. You have one sulam and then you have... you have on both sides you have kashin, and the kashin will be used to brace your hands when you go up. This is good and this will be a good sulam. Zogt Rashi ein kaf haregel oile bekashim estam alias haraglayim b'emtza sulam v'zayin iroi lekach kashim mikan amikan lahash bin l'roch boi. So